Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Estelle Shannon bringing this back from the Wayback Machine, 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Sarah Heiner is our guest, one of our favorite folks in the Brain Trust. She is the CEO and president of Bottom Line Publications. Bottom Line Personal is their biweekly article, newsletter, I should say, important magazine. And of course, their annuals, their yearbooks. I guess I should call them. That's what they really are. And Sarah, thanks again for being here. Bottom Line Inc.
BottomLineInc.com. And we've got books, newsletters. I've got my podcast. I got my own little podcast.
Oh yeah, the podcast. I forgot about that.
Bottom Line Advocator.
It's awesome.
Yes, on Apple and Google Play.
It's awesome.
You were on my podcast.
I know. That's the reason it's awesome. and your blog, folks, her blog is worth the trip. She's so smart. Sarah, thanks again for being here. I love your recent blog on your mailbox. Take a tour of your mailbox. And, folks, she's not talking about Outlook. Go ahead, Sarah.
No, it wasn't. You know, my kids don't read the mail. Like, people don't read the mail. But I think that the same way that radio did not go away when TV came along, I don't think the mail is done. I think that the mail, I think we're ready for
nothing's replaced email either. I mean, it's fundamental. Email and mail, they're fundamental, aren't they?
Well, you need it for communication. But here's the thing. People hate email. It's such a love-hate relationship at this moment in time. It's not effective communication. I saw a headline last week about all the magazines that have gone digital, that now 100% digital, are now complaining that the connection between the customer and the product is not what it was when it was in print.
The tactile connection.
It's multi-sensory. So I was going through the mail. I'm going, God, this is great. You come home. I mean, what's the routine? You come home. You look at the mail. It's like a transition, and it's this wonderful multi-sensory process where you're in control.
Right.
You can read it or you cannot. You can feel every page. Think about a beautiful magazine, you know, the home books or the fashion books, that it's multi-sensory versus this, like, screen thing.
Right, right.
That you just can't get. It's not as effective.
And it's quiet.
It's not as rich.
It's quiet. It's not moving. It's not jumping out at you. And you can go back and read something later. You know,
but we're in control of it.
My problem with regular mail these days is I get so little important stuff anymore that it's sometimes I worry that we're going to throw out the good stuff with some bad stuff. You know, we get a lot of flyers.
Here's two things about that, though. I mean, number one is junk mail industry gets a lot of bad rap as junk mail. Nobody asked for it. But if you pay attention, there's probably actually some connection between what you're receiving and something you've done in your life. Because at $500, $1,000 to mail or more, those mailers don't want to mail it to somebody who doesn't.
Oh, you're right. You're targeted.
So
that's right.
They are actually selecting it versus think about the overtakes when you go to a website or all the junk you're getting in your email box that you have no control over. You want to watch a YouTube video. You have to X out how many times and skip the ads because you have no interest in it.
You know who I think are smart with mail like that, and the marketing people are the catalog people. You know why? I mean, why are catalogs still being sent out by the gazillions? Sometimes I apologize to my postman for all the catalogs we get. But you know what? You know what, Sarah? This is how we find quality companies.
Yes.
We don't find them online. They send us a catalog, and then we go online and buy from them.
Right, because you can't flip online. You can search online. You don't have serendipity online.
Yeah.
That's the thing that we always say about Bottom Line Personal.
Yeah.
There's serendipity in the publication. You can go Google search and ask a question and get an answer, although now Google is all ads anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But you can flip through your catalogs, and you can enjoy it, and you can absorb what's out there. Now, let me say one other thing. A lot of people have gone to digital invoices. right? They like their digital billing. Now, I pay all my bills online. I personally like getting a mailed invoice because I know I got it. I put it in my pile, and there's no risk of me not paying that
bill. Do you think, though,
oh, I forgot to pay my bill?
You know, you're a lot younger than me, but we're still, you know, in the upper 50% of the baby boomers. And so we got this, got 150 million people who are a lot younger than us, Sarah. I mean,
well, they are, but you know what?
I've had employees to say that he thought we should do away with the post office.
They don't understand.
I know.
So the 24-year-old, because they haven't experienced it, they haven't, you know, I think they're going to, there's a lack, but they don't know what it is.
Yeah.
They don't realize. But the 24-year-old who says, I don't need to get anything in the mail, they're going to have kids and they're going to be juggling a really crowded life.
Yeah.
And then they're going to go, wow, I forgot to pay my mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I forgot to pay. Why am I getting nasty grams from the electric company?
And the notice that you should have gotten went into your spam and you didn't find it.
Right. Exactly. It's too much to keep track of. You need to build organizational systems into your life.
Mm-hmm.
I like getting my printed mail, my printed bills, because that's an organization system. And I just can't read. I turn around in Gmail, and I have every hour I probably get 50 emails in. And 99% of it is, you know, junk mail, you know, the deal of the day or whatever they want to sell me.
But so, I still walk into the other office and say, okay, what came in the mail today?
Well, and how about when you get a handwritten letter?
Oh, yeah.
How awesome is that when you get a birthday card? You know,
because
kids still get excited when grandma checks
them. We're still analog humans. We're still the same people that people were long before there was all this digital stuff. Sarah Heiner, ladies and gentlemen, bottomlineinc.com is the website. Please check it out. You'll find her blog there. You'll find all the great things that they offer. Bottomlineinc.com. Quick break. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.